Greetings in Jesus' name on this 27th day of June, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently in the 60s outside. It's a warm, but it's a marvelous Monday. And we are enjoying the blessings of the Lord, excited about what God is going to do in and through the ministries of this day. I appreciate you praying for the youth conference that we went to on Thursday and Friday there in Howland, Maine. The Lord blessed in a magnificent way. We had several people saved and numerous decisions of individuals that turned their life over to the Lord and made the decision that they were going to go with the Lord, that they were going to put Him first in their lives. And it was a joyous occasion. I appreciate the Lord helping us. And then on the Lord's Day yesterday, what a powerful time that we had. Full attendance, and we appreciate the altars busy and the Lord moving and working in our midst. We're careful to give Him the glory for all of that. I taught Sunday school, preached in the morning, went to the afternoon service in Wells, Maine, and preached there, and then preached last night. And so our heart is full this morning as we ponder the good blessings of the Lord and how He has helped us and how He continues to build His church here on this mission field of Maine. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for believing God with us as we go on for Him. In the coming days, I'll be preaching at the Youth Congress at the Temple Baptist Church and Crown College of the Bible next week. I'd appreciate your help and prayers for that, that God would touch us and He would strengthen us. And then and the week after, I'll be preaching in Oshkosh, Wisconsin at the Youth Flight Camp there at the Wildwood Baptist Church. I certainly would appreciate the prayers of God's people, that they would ask the Lord to help us and strengthen us. I continue to battle cold and this cold and different sinus issues, but the Lord is able. And would you pray that God would have mercy and that He would touch His servant? In your Bible today, I'm looking in Proverbs chapter number 27. The Bible says in verse number 25, "The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and the herbs of the mountains are gathered." I'm interested today in the middle portion of this verse, where the Bible says, "And the tender grass showeth itself." I 2 weeks ago now, Saturday, I had the joy of finally planting my lawn. I had been working in the dirt and in the dust for over 2 years. And I finally, on a Saturday, took all day long, but on a Saturday, I worked and worked and worked and prepared the soil and put the perennial ryegrass and the bluegrass in the lawn. And then after I finished that, I painstakingly worked for probably 6 or 7 hours spreading hay by hand. Not the kind of hay that is the big straw, but the hay that you can buy with the tack in it from Lowe's, and painstakingly worked and labored, and my wife and my children and others came and helped us, and we put the straw down, and then the irrigation system that I had put in place, over 1,000 feet of irrigation system, I put it in place, and then programmed the Hunter irrigation system, and it began to water all of that seed. And 1 week later, we began to see a luscious green tint all over the lawn. And now, 2 weeks on Saturday, our yard is as green as it can be, and the tender grass has shown itself. And the joy of the labor, of all the preparation that was involved. Now, as the Proverbs say, "The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and the herbs of the mountains are gathered." And you said, "Preacher, what does all of this mean?" I'll tell you what it means. It means that in Proverbs 27:23, "Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herbs, for riches are not forever. And doth the crown endure to every generation?" And then it says, "The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth self. The Lord is teaching us about the blessings of diligence. Just being diligent to do the things that He has laid out for us to do. And through the diligence that God has helped us with, the tender grass has shown itself. Now, my dear friends, if we can be diligent in planting grass and working and laboring to see the grass, the tender grass, show itself, can we not be diligent for Christ to see the tender grasses of new converts that have come to the Lord begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord? Can we not be diligent to be able to be a part of all that God is doing in the local church? Can we not be diligent as we fertilize this new grass, to fertilize those new souls that have come to Christ? We learn so many lessons from nature and from grass and the hay and the herbs and all of that. I'm grateful to the God of heaven that He continues to teach us about this great truth of diligence. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous Monday. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.